Doug Tyrrell, History and Comment is available weekdays on iHeartRadio.
Hello, friends. I'm Doug Tyrrell. This is History and Comment for Monday, the 22nd day of April, 2024. Just 8 years after Columbus discovers there are lands the Europeans did not know about to the west, Portuguese explorer Pedro Cabral lands in Brazil. Shortly after Columbus discovered the new lands, the Portuguese and the Kingdom of Castile agree with the blessings of the Pope on a demarcation of what new lands would be Spanish and what would be Portuguese. Apparently, they did not care about the English, French, and Dutch. The line was about halfway between the Caribbean islands and Cape Verde off the African coast. This gave Portugal the lands in South America. Look it up on a map. South America is nearly all east of Florida. Cabral is the first explorer to set foot on four continents. The Texans prevail over the Mexican army on April 21st, 1836. The next day, they capture Mexican general Antonio Lopez de Santillana, often referred to simply as Santillana. For a period, his identity was hidden. He was held as a prisoner of war until he agreed to peace terms that allowed Texas to become an independent nation. But he did not have that authority and had to lobby the government, which reluctantly agreed. Congress passes an act to add the phrase, "In God We Trust," to all coins minted as U.S. currency. That is in 1864. This might be the birthday of Major League Baseball. In 1876, the first National League game is played between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Stockings. Boston won 6-5. Now, a quick glance would assume that the Athletics are directly connected to the team in Oakland, California today. That would not be correct. The Philadelphia team was given the heave the next season for breaking league rules. Their lineage ties closer to the current Atlanta Braves. And the Boston Red Sox is not related to the modern team by that name. Either the current Red Sox came in with the American League a few years later. One of the best memes I've seen in a very long time was posted this weekend. As the National Hockey League season is wrapping up, it was announced the Phoenix Coyotes will be moving to Salt Lake City as a completely new team. So the name is up for debate. The meme played on Utah's Mormon heritage and showed a hockey player dressed as the easily recognized Mormon missionary with white shirt, tie, and a name tag. The name, the Stormin' Mormons. Okay, that's a trifle disrespectful, but quite funny nonetheless. Back to baseball. A video of the Savannah Bananas exhibition baseball team came across the feed a couple of days ago. Fascinating concept. The guy that established the team is either one smart guy or maybe skilled in running a baseball team and had a single stroke of genius. Most of my ideas are more a simple stroke of common sense, as in apoplectic stroke. The idea of land rushes where settlers scramble to stake a claim seemed to be unique to the territory of Oklahoma. They had a couple. The first was on this day in 1889. It was estimated 50,000 people lined up at noon to race for land they desired and stake a claim. The cities of Oklahoma City and Guthrie will spring up within hours with populations of more than 10,000 settlers. Guthrie will be the first state capital when the state is later formed. Much like baseball leagues that took some trial and error for the current plan to solidify, the modern Olympic Games had some fits and starts. In 1906, the Intercalated Games opened in Athens. The first modern games were held in 1904 and planned for every 4 years. But the Inter Games were scheduled every 4 years, but between the major games. The Intercalated Games awarded medals, but they're not recognized today as on par with the Olympic Games. Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest is quoted as saying, "War means fighting, and fighting means killing. So let's get on with it." a bit harsh or even crass, but accurate. At times, armies have tried to be somewhat humane, if that's even possible. Today, we shrink back from nuclear weapons, and reportedly, Mr. Lincoln did not deploy large numbers of the Gatling gun, as it was too lethal. But just 50 years after the American Civil War, World War I is raging in Europe, and it would seem that we have aligned more with General Forrest than Mr. Lincoln. On this day in 1915, the Germans deploy poison gas for the first time on a large scale in the Second Battle of Ypres. Gas attacks become commonplace during the war and would certainly not fit the idea of quick and painless. Actor Jack Nicholson is 87 today. The first helicopter to be used in combat flies on this day in 1944. English singer and songwriter Peter Frampton is 74. The first Earth Day is celebrated in 1970. On the surface, it sounds like a good thing, but the concept has been used and abused in many ways to beat the Western world, and especially the U.S., back towards third world status, while the third world are some of the largest polluters. Someone pointed out that China is building coal-fired power plants while at the same time building the key components the U.S. needs for renewable energies. It's not politically correct to mention, amidst the push for electric vehicles, that our current power grid is far from robust, and those pricey, clean vehicles, in fact, are powered by fossil fuel generating stations. But the problem is not restricted to vehicle power. The idea of recycling post-consumer waste is not a bad one, but it begs the question, what is the cost in terms of labor and transportation? We have largely abandoned the idea of reusable glass containers on the basis of processing cost, but that model might be the most efficient as opposed to refining a pile of trash into usable components. When I see the mountain of trash our county is creating in a sealed pile, I wonder if it might not be a better idea to separate the organic from the non-organic and compost the former than process the latter. The major issue is getting the different parts in the pile into smaller, more uniform piles. The easiest sort is to pull out the magnetic material, but to be efficient, the stream needs to be shredded quite small. This makes the remainder harder to separate. Any visual or machine effort is more efficient with larger pieces. The problem beyond the mechanics is that often the raw materials to make new products is quite cheap in a purer form. The raw materials for glass are a few dollars per ton, maybe less than transportation costs to return the pile of scrap glass. Another issue is more times than not, the cost of the package is often more than the cost of the product. Ardagh Glass is one of the largest producers of glass bottles in the United States. If you look on their website, a pound of glass bottles, typically for beer and craft sodas, will cost you 35 cents per bottle. Now, I'm certain that major bottlers that are using multiple truckloads per day do get a discounted price. I doubt it's greatly reduced. While that price is significant to the price on the grocery store shelf, it simply is not worth reusing it. Fiber optics are used to carry live telephone traffic in 1977. A single fiber could transmit more data than a very large copper wire version. The technology is becoming far more common, with homes now being directly connected with fiber for high-speed internet. This is another case where a new adaption of physics has allowed the advance. 8 years ago, in celebration of Earth Day, the Paris Agreement is signed, well-meaning but again misguided, and may be directed at bringing down the West. The central question is, would it be possible for mankind to damage the planet to a point it could not recover? The one side advocates yes, and the remedy is to surrender your individual will to a central planner. For evidence, they use a long list of cases where a process that seemed reasonable at the time later was found to have environmental or other impacts. History is full of these. Do not for a nanosecond think the central planners can prevent these. government has been a player in many of the worst cases in history. I will close with a reminder that the Chernobyl nuclear power plant site is far from the toxic wasteland it should be. Oh, and that happened in a strongly central planned setting. That's history and comment for the 22nd day of April. I'm Doug Terrell. Now, go do something worth remembering.